what you're about to hear is real and remarkable. It's what's believed to be the only known audio recording of Dr. James Naismith, the inventor of the game of basketball, from a radio program that aired in January of 1931 on WORAM in New York City. Naismith was in New York for a doubleheader at Madison Square Garden. And on the program We the People, hosted by Gabriel Heater, Naismith shares details about the origins of the game, where two peach baskets were hung in a gymnasium in Springfield, Massachusetts in the late 1800s.
Tomorrow night, 15,000 cheering fans will pack Madison Square Garden in New York City to witness a giant basketball doubleheader. In that cheering crowd, sitting in row C, seat 11, will be a modest 77-year-old man. Those fans won't know that he made possible the game they're watching. But you're going to meet him now. Sanka Coffee has brought him here tonight all the way from Lawrence, Kansas. Dr. James A. Naismith, the inventor of basketball. Dr. Naismith, how did you happen to invent basketball?
Well, Mr. Heater, it was in the winter of 1891 when I was physical instructor at Springfield College in Massachusetts. We had a real New England blizzard. For days, the students couldn't go outdoors, so they began roughhousing in the halls. We tried everything to keep them quiet. We tried playing a modified form of football in the gymnasium, but they got bored with that. Something had to be done. One day, I had an idea. I called the boys to the gym, divided them up into teams of nine, and gave them an old soccer ball. I showed them two peach baskets I'd nailed up at each end of the gym. I told them the idea was to throw the ball into the opposing team's peach basket. I blew a whistle, and the first game of basketball began.
And what rules did you have for your new game, Dr. Naismith?
Well, I didn't have enough, and that's where I made my big mistake. The boys began tackling, kicking and punching in the clinches. They ended up in a free-for-all in the middle of the gym floor. Before I could pull them apart, one boy was knocked out, several of them had black eyes, and one had a dislocated shoulder. It certainly was murder. Well, after that first match, I was afraid they'd kill each other, but they kept nagging me to let them play again, so I made up some more rules. The most important one was that there should be no running with the ball. That stopped tackling and slugging. We tried out the game with those rules, and we didn't have one casualty. We had a fine, clean sport. 10 years later, basketball was being played all over the country. And in 1936, I saw it played for the first time at the Olympic Games. And the whole thing started with a couple of peach baskets I put up in a little gym 48 years ago. I guess it just goes to show what you can do if you have to.
Indeed it does.
This recording was discovered by Dr. Michael Zogry, Associate Professor of Religious Studies at the University of Kansas, and is hosted in the Community Archive at archive.org upon donation to the Library of Congress by RKO General. As the man who wrote the original 13 rules of the sport, and with the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield named in his honor, in addition to several national basketball awards, Dr. Naismith's legacy shines bright as the sport continues to grow in popularity around the world. I'm Lawrence Scott with this journey back in time on Warrior Sound.